Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, a guy who's been elbows deep in it all season as the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays, our buddy Brian Anderson, and our baseball update powered by WOW Super Fast Internet. Hello, BA.
Well, hello, fellas. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I mean, are you kidding me? The final weekend of the season, and then we get to kick off the crazy postseason. I'm in a good spot.
Just numbers-wise, Brian, this thing and then, you know, postseason tournament a little expanded feels like a college season to me.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I feel like, you know, as far as our broadcasts go, I feel like we're just hitting our rhythm, and it's like we're done. I'm like, you know, you feel like you've got a good thing going. You're going to work every day. You're calling games, watching an exciting team and a crazy season. And then you look up, and you're like, wait a minute. I mean, Sunday, this baby's over, at least the regular season. So, yeah, it has – I can't believe how fast 60 games can go. That's all I'll tell you. You know, and a lot of times, you know, 162-game season, you get to the end and you're like, wow, that really moved. But this 60-game schedule, blink of an eye, and you're right, it feels very AAU, summer ball, college, whatever you want to say. But it's been exciting, I'll tell you that much.
Brian, are you in the bubble now? Or not?
No, we're not okay. Going to be. We will not be doing any, you know, obviously, televising of the playoff games because you've got the different rights holders, whether it be ESPN. I know Turner has one of the American League series coming up, and ESPN has the rest of them. So we are, you know, we're doing our games this weekend, and then we're going to have to wait and see because obviously with the Rays. You know, we're going to do post-game, postseason shows, but with the Rays hosting the first round, and obviously if that goes to Turner or ESPN, they're not going to want a Fox desk there at the field. So I don't know what we're going to do. We'll end up doing something, but yeah, we are not in the bubble.
Two words: parking lot. Did it way too much.
It could be Zoom call, too. I mean, either one.
Brian Anderson joining us. You look at the American League standings, there are your Rays right there on top. Are they, numbers-wise, through 60 or 57, they're the team to beat. Are they the team to beat, Brian?
You know what? I would say that, obviously, the record, I mean, I don't know. I think the American League is so wide open. You could say they're the team to beat because they're going to probably be the number one seed. However, they've down the stretch here, you know, the pitching's been excellent. The bullpen has been excellent. But the offense has been a little shaky for the Rays, really since September started. They have not been able to score runs like they were scoring before. And it's made for a little bit of a bumpy month. I mean, they've still been able to win games because of their dominant pitching. But the offense swinging the bats just has not been there. The interesting thing about that is, and I think we talked about this a little bit last week, they've gotten the running game involved now. And they're now tied with the Mariners for the most stolen bases in the league. And they were really never even close to them. But over the last few weeks, if they feel like they've got a good matchup between pitcher, catcher, and who's on base, they are sending everybody. So they're trying to create some offense that way. But I think it's going to be wide open. I think the same thing goes for, the Indians. I mean, you think about the way they've got their rotation lined up with Bieber and Plesac and Carrasco, elite pitching. And they're going into the playoffs with a full head of steam. You'd like to see them play well through the weekend, obviously, against the Pirates, a team they should handle. But that sweep of the White Sox, and we talked about it again last week, where they were 6-2 or 4-2 against the White Sox on the season, and then they rolled right through them, kind of like the Rays did to the Yankees, ended up with an 8-2 record against the White Sox. That's got to give that team a ton of confidence. They've won 7 of their last 8, and they've scored 40 runs. So if you average that out, you give that pitching staff 5 runs a night, Indians are going to be really dangerous. So, I mean, I think you could make a case for a lot of teams in the American League, and that's why it's going to be so exciting.
Yeah, the other part of this that's exciting, and like I brought this up a couple times today, you know, on Tuesday I think the Indians were playing the White Sox, or Wednesday they were playing the White Sox. Yesterday they were going to play the A's. Now you're looking at the Twins. If for some reason they can run into the number 2 spot, they could end up playing the Yankees. I mean, I love the fact that we're going into the last weekend of the season, and you really have no idea who the Indians are going to play.
Yes. The excitement and the great thing about all of that, Andy, is the fact that really for the American League, the teams are set. You know, I mean, between the Angels and the Astros, and obviously it's going to be more than likely the Astros, the teams are set, but you don't know the matchups. And we're you know, 72 hours from this thing being over, and you still don't know where you're going to go or who you're going to play. People are playing for seeding. So just because the tournament, the postseason playoff field is set in the American League for all intents and purposes, there are still meaningful games to be played for seeding. And so that's the part that gets you pumped up. I can't wait to when the dust settles, either after the games tomorrow night or after the games on Sunday, and you can finally see, okay, who's going where? What time are these games going to be played? That's the other thing. You know, think about, and I'm not even sure really at this point, it probably should be, but I'm not even sure if the American League starts first or the National League. But regardless, day 2 of the playoffs, all the teams will be playing, which means there's going to be 8 playoff baseball games on TV on one day. I mean, that's like March Madness stuff. I mean, you're not going to be able to, you know, have that clicker going fast enough to be able to watch all these things.
Brian Anderson joining us, Tampa Bay Rays analyst, and, of course, former Indians pitcher. Take a look at your former team, B.A., and everybody's talking about they have the pitching to make a run. And we were kind of wondering, does the schedule with no days off in these playoff series, does that favor a team like the Indians and like the Rays that maybe have an abundance of pitching compared to the other teams?
Yes, without question. You cannot stress that enough. You know, it used to be, and just think about our run in 2001 with the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling, you know, and you sprinkle in a little Miguel Batista and a little bit of me, and you rode those two horses right through the playoffs because of the off days. You know, think about, you know, 7-game series, what didn't matter. Those off days built in for travel, you can ride a couple of big-time pitchers a long way in the postseason. In this schedule for the postseason, with no off days, because you really don't need them, you're in one spot, no off days, that speaks to you better have depth on that pitching staff. You cannot ride one or two guys. You know, Gerrit Cole, that's great. What do you have after Gerrit Cole if you're the New York Yankees? You know, who are you going to lean on and count on? And then, you know, listen, they've got pitching and it's starting to round into form, but you can't ride Gerrit Cole like you could in years past. And so the Indians, again, with their big three and that bullpen, that really bodes well. Same with the Rays. You know, they're going to line up with Snell, Glasnow, and Charlie Morton. And, of course, they've got a very deep bullpen, too. So there's a lot of arms, a lot of depth arms that are going to really play a prominent role in the playoffs. And I think that that's the case for the Indians and the Rays. And I think it does benefit them without question.
Hey, do you think Ramirez has a legit shot at MVP?
Well, it depends on who's voting. If you get the if you get the analytics people in there, he probably does, because isn't he leading in WAR? I mean, they love these analytics stats. I'm not even sure how you come up with WAR, what the formula actually is. But
ask Menegan; he's all about that. He'll tell you.
I'm a little offended you're using this "they," Brian. It hurts my feelings.
No, listen. I mean, you hear his name thrown around because of that stat, and so, you know, it just depends on. You know, these voters are now, in today's game, leaning a little bit more heavily on the analytics than they ever used to. You know, Jacob DeGrom, you know, a couple of these guys that have won the Cy Young Award here recently with not a lot of pitching wins, but they've got the stats behind it that are so impressive. that they've been able to pull out, Cy Young awards, where maybe in years past, 15, 20 years ago, that wouldn't have been the case. I think he does have an absolute legit chance. And it'd be, like I said, fascinating to see a lot of different things. Who wins the awards, what the matchups are, how these playoffs go. It's been a crazy season, but it's been a lot of fun, too.
Any way that Bieber doesn't win Cy Young?
No, my gosh. He wrapped that up about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, no, that's got to be the biggest lock out there. I mean, that guy, what he's doing is just absolutely absurd. You know, it's watching those elite pitchers, because you've got a lot of guys in the game nowadays with big arms, and they can light up the radar gun, and they can spin a slider that, you could throw around a corner. And that's all great. But a lot of them don't really understand how to pitch because they've never really had to. And they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with any kind of command. Maybe they try to throw the ball over the plate, but they're not trying to command the ball in and out of the zone. When you get a guy like Bieber, who's got the stuff, he can light up the radar gun. He's got secondary pitches that are nasty. He understands how to pitch, how to sequence his pitches, how to move them around the strike zone. And on top of that, he's got tremendous command. When you get all three of those together, you get special pitchers. You get Shane Beavers. You get Garrett Cole. Those guys are so fun to watch because they combine all three elements. Know how to pitch, great stuff, and can command it. It's so rare to put all three of that together, and that's what he has. And he put together an unbelievable season, so he's going to walk away with that award for sure.
Hey, BA, Jeff and I were talking about this earlier, and I mean, you easily could have, Bieber's going to probably win this. I should win the Cy Young in the AL. Bauer's got a really good shot in the NL. Both those guys were on your roster to start the season last year. You look through the history of the Indians, kind of going back to when, you were part of the team in the '90s, and like I was saying to Jeff, it was like something happened after the team in the '90s when, you had Dennis Martinez or Oral Hershiser starting. No, Brian Anderson's not going to talk about that. But my point is, some of those older guys were trying to carry a team that had unbelievable bats on it, and somehow the organization made a commitment to all of these great pitchers that we've seen over the last 25 years. Do you think it was spurned on by some of your teams in the '90s, as far as the organization saying, we've got to make a commitment to this starting pitching?
I do. I think that you see a team that how hard it is to build a complete team. And so in the '90s, Indians could just bludgeon you. And that's why I have often said, you can slug your way to the playoffs, but you're not going to be able to slug your way through the playoffs. You just face too much elite pitching. And that typically doesn't work out, because a lot of these slugging teams, they feast on mediocre pitching and they destroy it. But when they get to those elite guys, that's why they say on any given day, good pitching, when pitch is good, will always beat good hitting. That's just the way that it goes. And so I think that there was that commitment. And quite frankly, I think it's also looking around the league. The Indians, they're not going to have a $200 million payroll. They need to say, okay, teams that are similar to us, how do they survive? How do the Tampa Bay Rays do it? How do the Tampa Bay Rays, how are they in the top, three or four in wins in the last decade? How have they done that? How do they have 9 winning seasons out of the last, 10 or 11 playing in the American League East? Well, I'll tell you how they do it, because they develop pitching. And they have lots of it. They get depth pieces, and that's how they stay, relevant. And so the Indians look at that and say, hey, you know what? I think it's a combination of things. What stuff that didn't work in the past, and stuff that they're looking around the league that is working for other teams that are in similar predicaments financially. And so that's kind of how they've geared their team, and here we are.
Get ready for the playoffs, buddy. Here we go.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
BA. Brian Anderson. Yeah, pumped.
Yes, I am. I am. The final weekend, always fun. And for a lot of the reasons that you guys said, trying to figure out what these matchups are going to be and how it's going to all play out.
Thanks, Brian. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Talk to you later,
appreciate it.
Yep. Brian Anderson joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.